Hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. If you're new to the show, welcome to the show. I don't call it a podcast. I call it a show. To all my returning friends, welcome back. Hi. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I missed you. I always do when we take these little breaks in between. I miss you. I go, I wonder what they're all doing. Probably waiting for the next show to come out. Am I right? I'll be here all week. Well, and maybe more. I don't know. Anybody else feeling the allergy pain right now? Oh my God. It's bad. Stupid weather out here. It's like, it goes from being 65 degrees, which I enjoy. I think it's great. Don't have to turn on the air. The windows are open. It's crisp. Crisp. Right? It's just nice. You go, oh, fuck. Winter's coming. Oh, winter is coming. You know, summer, the shitty, hot summer, sucky summer, I hate summer, is behind us. You know, it's like 65. I think it got down to like 40 degrees the other night. It's been great all week. And then fucking today, it's 90. It's 90 and hot. And like the winds are blowing and when the winds blow, my nose blows. You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? I've produced like 16 gallons of snot today. I'm just letting you know that's what happened. I don't know. I don't like it. But it's I hate it. Santa Ana winds, man. Yeah, just getting over the stupid cold that I've had for 2 weeks. And then, you know, my nose is running right now. Jesus Christ. Ugh. Blech. Barf. Sorry, but whatever. If I got to live with it, you got to live with it. So I got an eBay guy that hasn't paid. Jeez. I mean, truthfully, is there anything worse than... So this guy, you know, I don't know, you use eBay, right? I know you do. I know you have. And, you know, the way it works, you know, for most of my auctions that I've ever done, this has traditionally been the story. And, hold on. What happens is I list an item and, I got some collectibles. You know what I mean? I got some stuff. That I've sold that have, you know, done pretty well. And here's the way it works. I put things on for like a 7-day listing. And within like the first day, you know, you get a shit ton of bids. Great. It like super active bidding item. And then crickets for like 6 days. And then on the 7th day, it boils down to like, oh, look, there's a minute left on your auction. And then all the bids come back again. So there's a big spike, a giant lull, big spike. That's how eBay works. At least for me, that's how it works on the things I put on. Very rare. God, this Santa Ana winds. I'm sorry, but you're going to hear a lot of this. You're going to hear a lot of that on this show. So sorry, but I got to deal with it. So you're going to have to deal with it. And you know what, judging, I'm going to apologize to a vast number of people because I see the numbers of people listening to this show. And I apologize to all of you. And there's a lot of you, apparently, which is great. I'm not complaining. Keep up the great work. Can I also ask you a question? I'll get to the eBay thing I'll finish the eBay thing in a second. But I put a survey on Spotify, because that's the only place you can put it, apparently, about the show. Just, it's 3 questions. Go take it. Just 3 questions. Go take the survey. It's go to Brenzor's Dead on Spotify. Take the survey. We'll be friends. Thank you. Back to eBay. So the way it's always worked is, you know, bunch of bids, big lull, bunch of bids. And then at the end, literally, I could be watching and it'll tick down like with 5 seconds to go. I'll usually get like an additional like 4 or 5 bids with 5 seconds left on a thing. No exaggeration. It's crazy. Which I think is cool if you're an eBayer and, you know, it's exciting. Well, this jerk off, snipes right in at the last second, like a lot of people do. He's not alone in that regard. There's other jerk-offs as well. See, there it is again. Sniffy. I'm not doing the cocaine. I'm not. I'm really not doing the cocaine. I haven't done the cocaine. I'm not doing it now, but it sounds like it. So this guy comes in last second, Johnny, and decides to bid $10 over the, $100 it was on before. So he wins a thing for $110. Great. Okay, that's cool. I'm happy with that number based on the item that's selling. It's a Star Wars action figure set, whatever. In any case, day goes by, 2 days goes by. I'm like, it's fine. I mean, I get it. I think eBay gives them three without pinging them. 3 days goes by, eBay pings them, I ping them, 4 days. So here we are at like day five, guy hadn't paid yet. And this never happens. I mean, once in a blue moon, not enough for me to not use eBay. I think this is the second time out of 150 things that I've sold, second time it's happened. And so I'm telling you right now, though, because it's public notice, fuck you, Brandon Edward, 143 Rigg Street, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Suck it, bro. Pay your fucking item. Pay for your item. Pay for your item. Pay it. Pay your item. Yeah. Whatever, it's public. I don't care. I mean, I don't know. Fuck them. Pay for your item. God damn it. He's probably listening to the show. Wouldn't that be fucking crazy? Wouldn't that just be crazy if he's listening? He's like, oh my God. Sorry. But I don't care. Pay for your fucking item. You suck, man. You sniped it at the last second, then you don't pay. And of course, he's got like a nine rating, right? Which, that's not a lot in eBay terms. So, and of course, one other guy out of the nine was like, nine means he's only probably bought nine things on eBay. So, that's pretty low. And one out of those nine, one guy goes, yeah, guy didn't pay. Son of a bitch. Right? And of course, I don't know that until pretty much the auction's over. So, great. Now I got to relist the goddamn item. Thanks a lot, jerk off. So, that's the thing about eBay, though. Somehow, I'll probably get dinged for it on some eBay rule that exists somewhere, because I don't understand why, but eBay is not nice to sellers. I don't know. It's weird. And I'm not going to go into the weirdness of it, but if you sell stuff on eBay and if you buy stuff on eBay, you know that as a seller, you're always fucked. If like there's a problem, it's going to go against the seller. It's just weird how that works. I don't understand why. I'm selling it in good faith. I ship everything I have. My rating is a 75. And it's only a fucking 75 because I swear to God, only half the people leave feedback. And by feedback, they, give you a positive review, which increases that number from 75 to like 76, we'll say. And like half the people have done it. So, and I ping them too. Oh, I'm relentless, man. If they don't leave me positive feedback after the item has been delivered, and I can tell when it's been delivered, I'm like, hey, I left you positive feedback for paying. How about leaving me positive feedback for giving you the toy? You know what I mean? A lot of people do, a lot of don't. It's kind of half and half. I don't know. Santa Ana wins, man. So, the other night I'm playing Final Fantasy XI. The MMO that I'm always telling you about. MMO, massively multiplayer online, that thing. And I'm playing. And it was like a week ago. And I think it was late at, not late at night. For me, it was late. It was like 9 o'clock. It was like 9 o'clock at night. And it was a Sunday night. And I was kind of sick. So my wife was sleeping in the spare room because if I'm sick, I'll probably snore and it's just going to be a nightmare for anybody else in the room. So she's like, oh, you're sick. Later. I'm out. So she's in the back room. I'm in our room. I'm so sorry. There it is, the cocaine sniff. But it's not cocaine, I promise. It's those fucking winds. If you live in Southern California, you know what I'm talking about. Jesus. It's like you just want to bury your head underwater to stay moist. Because what happens is we have no moisture in the air. It's all gone. All the humidity, gone. And when that happens, it's
so humid that when I went outside, it was like I went for a swim.
I would pay cash fucking money for that right now. Because when I go outside, it's like all the moisture sucks out of my body and I feel like a raisin. Okay? And raisins are the devil's candy. So there you go. So I'm just a constant flow of water into my body, an IV of water. I got saline nasal spray shooting up there because I got to keep that whole thing lubed up. And then I just want to dip my whole body into like some sort of gel so it could stay moist and not evaporate. That's how bad it is out here. God, Santa Ana winds, man. They ain't got, nor'easters ain't got nothing on Santa Ana's, says a California guy. So I'm playing this Final Fantasy. And, it's Sunday night. I was having a glass of wine, whatever. And, we only drink on weekends. You know that, right? During the week, during school nights, is what all the people have called it over the years. We just put the cork in the bottle. Speaking of that, I was at the doctor a little while ago, and I got another appointment coming up on Monday, by the way, and that is, I'll tell you about that next week, because I haven't gotten to it yet, so I'm not going to preamble on what it is or what it isn't, because I haven't done it yet, and I'm trying to be better about that, but I can tell you about the one I did go to, so here you go. When I'm filling out the form, obviously it says, do you drink alcohol? I have to check the box. Yes, because on the paper, they don't give you like a range. They don't say like, well, okay, if you do, like, what, how much? It's just a yes or no. So it's like, okay, fuck. So then when the doctor comes in, he's like, oh, I see you drink alcohol. Yeah, okay, sorry. I guess, fuck, I didn't know that was a bad thing to do it in moderation at my age. So he asked me, this is great. He asked me, he goes, well, how often do you drink? And I go, well, I only drink on the weekend. I don't drink during the week. So here's what his response is to me. And I thought this was really odd when he said it. And it was just another thing. This is the asshole doctor that I went to that was like, I don't have time for you. In and out in 2 minutes. But out of that 2 minutes, one of the fucking questions he's going to ask me is, how much booze do you put in your body? So I go, well, I only drink during on the weekends. I don't drink during the week. So now I want you in your head to maybe make a determination of what you think that means. I drink on the weekends. I don't drink during the week. Okay, so the guy comes back and he goes, so you only drink on Saturday. That's pretty good. Huh? What? So, I only drink on Saturday. That's the weekend. So, okay, next question. That was not really what was in my head, but I wasn't going to argue with him at that point. So I just thought that was a weird comeback for I say, I don't drink during the week, but I do have like wine on the weekends. So I will be honest with you. For me, the weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know what fucking red-blooded American does not feel that the weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I could even give a pass to like, maybe it's only Friday, Saturday, if you're really a fucking stickler, if you're really a fucking stickler for what you do. And on Monday, you just got to be there at like, 2 in the morning or something. I could kind of give you a pass on that. I'll buy it. But for most people, the weekend consists of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Lord knows the work week seems to end on Thursday these days because on Friday, no one seems to be doing their jobs. Just saying. So, but for me, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So he's like, oh, well, that's good. You only drink one night, Saturday. Huh. I just thought that was very strange. And it was a little off-putting. Now, maybe you're sitting in your car going, yeah, that's what it means, dumbass, only Saturday. I did not know that. I really was under the assumption the weekend meant Friday night, Saturday night, and depending on the scenario that you have on Monday, Sunday night. That's what I'm saying. Regardless, I'm playing Final Fantasy. It's Sunday night. It's late, 9. And I haven't finished my wine, so I'm like still kind of up and I'm playing this game. And I'm in this group and this dude was just, you know, he's just yelling at me. Yelling at me in a video game. And not like with his voice. He's yelling at me with his fingers. Meaning, he's just tapping away on his keyboard and he's just giving me the business. And I'm like, I don't want the business from this guy. And, you know, I don't know who he is. I don't know. It could be someone in Japan. Could be someone down the street. I don't know. According to the people who run the game, there are 24 million people playing this game now. And by the way, kudos to them. Those are fucking amazing numbers. 24 million players in a MMO. That's a lot of scratch. Here's the math on that. The game costs, I don't know, $20 if you want to buy it, okay? So $20 times 24 million, there's a retail numbers. And these are going to be estimates because some people got it for free, some people paid more, I don't know, whatever. I paid, I think, $50 10 years ago when I bought it. Then there's a subscription, so let's just say it's $12 a month because sometimes you could pay a little bit more, sometimes you could pay a little bit less, depending on the plan you choose. Let's just call it $12 a month. $12 times 24 million, that's monthly income, folks, right? They're doing pretty good, and I gotta be honest with you, they put out a lot of content, meaning they give a lot back to the players for the amount of money that they pay. Nonetheless, I'm playing. I got my wine. It's Sunday night. It's 9 o'clock. I'm getting typed at aggressively by some fucking player online. Right? So in my head, the first thing I think is, I fucking hate this person. Okay? That's right where I go to. I hate this person. He's yelling at me. Maybe it's a she. It's probably a kid. I mean, it probably is. It's probably a kid. He's probably 9. Okay? I hate this fucking 9-year-old. I hate this little shit. So he's yelling at me. And then I start like typing back like, you know, things such as lighten up, sweetheart. Hey, tiptoes or something along those lines. Like, I don't say anything horrible. I don't say anything that would get me banned from the game. You know, but I'm like, you know, hey, lighten up, Susan. It's just a game, right? Because apparently that's a derogatory term, Susan, whatever. So this goes on and on and on and on and on, right? For like 20 minutes. And like the other people, there's other people in this group that we're in, and this guy is just relentless. Sorry, this kid, this 9-year-old, totally relentless. On some level, I respect him because I'm like, Jesus Christ, the nuts on you, little guy, are impressive. So we're going... Oh, I just got an eBay notification. I thought, whoa, Jesus Christ, did he pay? No, it wasn't it. It was something else. There's another bid on another item, another toy, whatever. I was going to say, though, because it would have been funny. What if he's listening? All right, just saying. So this goes back and forth. Finally, I just lay into him. I got sick of it. I'm tired. I want to end this thing. I want to go to bed. It's like 9:20 at this point, way past my bedtime, right? So I want to end it. And I just start saying things. So I'm going to go, hey, you know, your family hates you. I went right to that level. And then I was like, your dad thinks you're throwing your life away. And I just went down this pipe. It was, and then I started thinking, I think that I am telling him things that I think my dad thinks about me. I swear to God, it had to come from somewhere. It had to come from somewhere. So I don't know. It was very entertaining. And then it became sort of depressing. And then here I am like 2 weeks later and I'm still thinking about it. Not because I think like maybe the kid feels bad. I don't really give a shit about him. Now it's all about me and how the introspective feelings are inside of me. So I, you know, that's where it's at. But these are the kind of things that happen when you play MMOs, and this is why I don't let my kids play them. Period. End of story. You know, that brings up an interesting point. This week on the news, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, kids in America with the TikTok and the suicide and depression, all valid, horrible things in this country. They're terrible things. And I really wish politicians would, well, yeah, do their job. Yeah, do their job. I guess do their job and, you know, put some regulations on these things, maybe get rid of them. You know, I know, you know, I hate the guy, but Trump was TikTok's banned. I swear to God, you know what? I wish that would have happened. And I wish he would have fucking followed through with it. But it was just a, you know, ploy tactic anyway from China, blah, blah, blah. Nonetheless, you know, there's been a lot of stories about Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all terrible, terrible things for children, right? You know, I just wish the country would stop with this bullshit of like, we have to protect the kids, because we're not. The parents need to protect the kids. The government won't help. We decided a long time ago, once kindergartners started getting shot at school, that we weren't going to protect them in any way, shape, or form. We made that decision as a country. Kindergartners got shot. They were slaughtered in their school. It was a fucking nightmare. It still is a nightmare for any parent who had to live through that. It's still a nightmare to even hear about it, even if you weren't connected to it in any way, shape, or form. But let me tell you something. We decided as a country that after that happened, no changes were going to happen, and the kids were just on their fucking own. That's what we came to. That's the decision that we fucking came to. Because if those little boys and girls are dying in their schools and nothing changes, we've made a choice as a country at that point. Okay, I just want to be clear on that. So when I hear like, well, we got to do something about TikTok and Instagram. Well, then fucking, no, we don't. No, you're not going to do a goddamn thing. And I want people to really understand when you hear these things from these fucking politicians' mouths, they're lying. Nothing is going to get done. And I am not like a doomsday fucking the sky is falling type of guy. I'm really not. But I do know that politicians just fucking lie to get reelected and to get more money. And that's really all there is to it. I don't care who it is. Democrat, Republican, blah, 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 blah. You know, Greta Thunberg. She's fucking on point. That one. I like her a lot. Not a politician, by the way. She should be, though. You know, and you always have hopes that there's going to be one person that comes, I'm going to change it. I hope they fucking do. But I am so tired of hearing about TikTok. You know what you got to do? You got to be a fucking parent and don't let your kids do it. That's it. Period. End of fucking story. And I do think it's terrible for children. I think it's terrible for teens. Still children. I think it's a terrible, awful institution we've grown accustomed to in this country is social fucking media. Get rid of it. And look, I am a hypocrite because I use it. I fully admit that. But I'm also a fucking 49-year-old man. And I don't let it get to me. Except for that one thing that fucking guy said. Son of a bitch. He knows who he is. That son of a bitch. I'm just saying, like, it's just annoying when, like, you know, us as parents in our house, it's very simple. No social media, period. Not on your... And you know what? It's not like our kids are shut off from the world. Like, well, they don't have... They have fucking plenty of access. Trust me. They don't have their own phones, but they want to borrow mine. They can go borrow mine. They want to borrow my wife's. They borrow my wife's. They have their own computers, right? They have access to this shit. You know, we don't... And quite frankly, we don't block it. It's not blocked on their devices. It's certainly not blocked on ours. But you know why they don't go on it? It's because we tell them how shitty it is. That's what we do. We stop and we go, hey, we're parents, you're kids. Here's the deal. Here's how it's going to work. Don't go on these things. And here's why. They're bad. They can affect you in ways you're not ready to handle. Okay? So when I hear like, my 10-year-old was on TikTok and people just kept... Get the fuck out of here. Be a parent. Grow the fuck up yourself and take control of what's going on in your fucking kid's life. I don't monitor them all the fucking time, every day. I can't. I'm not around them all the time. They're at school. I'm sure they have asshole friends. You know what my kid told us today, one of them? Literally, 20 minutes ago. There's someone in one of their classes fucking has a credit card in their own name. What? I'm talking elementary school, folks. Elementary school. And then, of course, the other one goes, oh, was it the rich one? I swear to God. Like, these are things that actually happen. We don't monitor them all the time. We can't. But what we do, in fact, do for them as parents, and I say for them, not to them, for them, because I do believe it is helping them get along in this fucked up world that we have with, like, social media and all this other shit and people on eBay that don't pay. We tell them how dangerous it could be. It's not like if you go on Facebook or Instagram, you're going to explode. That's not the kind of danger we're talking about. I'm talking about the danger that makes you feel bad about yourself. That is fucking dangerous. You know what? And, oh, just got a another eBay. Another fucking eBay thing. No, not the one I was looking for, folks. I'll let you know. So, and you know, there was a, there was some sort of TikTok challenge that has been sent out. And what I mean by that is TikTok has, I don't know who's behind the TikTok. I personally don't have a TikTok account. I don't look at TikTok videos. I just don't. It's just not my thing. But I saw a list that was sent over by the principal of our school to everybody in the district. And it said, hey, there's a problem happening, you know, kind of nationwide. And here it is. Kids are being challenged to do certain things. I know you've heard of this, right? It started out with, like, hey, go vandalize your school. That's great. And then it was go smack a teacher. That literally, like, smack a teacher. This is a contest that people are supposed to film themselves doing the thing. And I saw the list of, like, the next 10 months. There was, like, one challenge per month for these kids to do. If parents don't fucking see that and then go, or rather, I hate when people say, and then they go do this. If parents don't see that and then think to themselves, I have to stop my child from doing this one way or the other, then they're fucking assholes. They're just assholes. And it's the parents' fucking fault. It's not necessarily the little child's fault. It's probably not the teen's fault. It's probably, in all likelihood, the parents' fault. And it sucks, too, because as much as we hear about it on the news, we got to do something. Yeah, all what that means when the politicians say we got to do something, it's a really a masked way of saying, hey, parents, can you do something, please? That's what they should say, but they can't. They can't even fucking own up and say that. So they got to mask it. But that's what they're really telling us. Hey, can you please do something? Because we can't. And we won't, because we're probably on the fucking TikTok payroll. Now, I'm not one for conspiracy theories. I'm really, really not. I think they're fun. I think they're good to look at when you're on the toilet. I think they're, you know, amusing, and they could pass the time for a few minutes and get a nice chuckle out of them. And some are more interesting than others. You know, I do believe that the smoking man was probably responsible for shooting JFK. Anybody watches the X-Files will know what I'm talking about. However, I don't subscribe to them as fact. I don't subscribe to them as part of historical data in has changed the momentum of the country in any way, or the direction of the country. I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. You know, I don't believe in the conspiracy theories of 9/11 that we flew our own stuff into the. No, I don't believe that at all. However, I do read them and I go, what a fucking idiot. What asshole believes these is really what my takeaway is from those. However, you know, there was a theory going around about TikTok. You know, and I can't, you know, Instagram, Facebook, they're all shitty. But this one is particularly TikTok because, you know, it's the fucking, I think it's probably the worst of most right now for a variety of reasons. A lot of which these vandalism challenges and things are going to literally get people killed, by the way. I heard a theory about, you know, TikTok. It was a Chinese company. It is a Chinese company. I don't know all the facts behind it. I am under the impression it originated in China. It made its way over here. It's owned by a Chinese entity. Maybe an American entity bought it out from China, but whatever. China had involvement on some level, something along those lines. any case, you know, it's very possible China was seeding these things into like the fabric of American society just to fucking tear it down, you know? And as conspiracy theory as that sounds, God, it sort of made sense. It really did. I mean, why not? It's fucking China, right? I mean, you know, not an amazing place if you're a person. You know, it's really not. It just isn't. But when I hear that, I'm like, huh. Well, let's see. What is TikTok telling people to do? And I'm sure there's somebody. I don't know. Look, get it off your fucking phones. Get it off your kids' phones. Stop making fucking videos. Go take a walk. Go do something pleasant with your children. The phone is not a babysitter. Apps are not babysitters. And there's fucking people. Like, if I had to guess, I would say in a 4-door radius of our home, 4 doors left, 4 doors right, okay? There's probably, I don't know, at least 2 or 3 houses that, like, oh, just go on the computer machine and leave me alone. It's time for me to have my Chardonnay. You know, that's probably going on, right? Like, real close to our fucking place. And it sucks, man. It sucks. You know, and like I said, we don't shelter the kids from the world. We can't. It's impossible. Can't do it. They're going to find a way. Life finds a way, right? I mean, it's going to happen. All we can do is tell them, hey, this is a bad idea, and here's why. And then, you know what's funny? They go, huh, maybe they're right. Yeah, maybe they're right. Okay, well, we won't do it. So when my kids get on their computer, they have Chromebooks, by the way. Calm down. They have Chromebooks. They're like $100. Calm the fuck down. Okay, they don't have the fucking gaming rigs. Trust me. You know, they go on like the same gaming website I go on every day and look at the IGN, if you wish. They go on that every day and they look at, you know, the video game news, are really into that. They go on like the Nickelodeon sites. They go on sites that are enjoyable, quite frankly. And even then, we're just like, you know, we tell them, be careful. We don't let them play games online. We don't. Because remember the little asshole who was tip, tap, tap, taparoo on the keyboard yelling at me? And then I was yelling at him, telling him that his family hates him. Remember that kid? Well, I mean, you don't want to be involved in that in any way, shape, or form. It was probably an adult. Give me a break. I hope. I don't know. Whatever. Can we talk about nightmare fuel for a moment? Nightmare fuel. Okay. It is Halloween time, and I have been dipping into the frightening movies. And, you know, that's what I like to do in the October months. I enjoy that. I like scary movies, but especially in October. I don't know. They're a little bit more... It's like Christmas movies at Christmas. Come on. It's like Thanksgiving movies at the... Well, there's that one. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Beyond that, there's none. So, whatever. It's a Thanksgiving movie, folks. Look it up. All right? Happens on Thanksgiving. That holiday. All right. Anyway. So, I'm watching, you know, this scary movie, that scary movie. By the way, I did watch the latest installment of the Halloween series. It's entitled Halloween Kills. Holy shit. Okay, if you're a fan of Halloween movies, scary movies in general, specifically the Halloween franchise, of which there are too fucking many to recall right now, do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor, and I'm talking to you, Alex Lee, because I know how much you like the scary films, right? Go watch 2018's Halloween, okay? And then watch Halloween Kills, which is the sequel to Halloween from 2018. Now, before you do that, go watch the 1978 John Carpenter version of Halloween, okay? So, 1978 John Carpenter Halloween, first movie. Then, 2018 Halloween again, second movie. 2021, Halloween Kills, third movie, okay? Next year, 2022, Halloween Ends will be the next one you watch, okay? Beyond that, don't watch any of them, because we're all kind of shitty now compared to these, okay? Anyway, they're fan-fucking-tastic, really good, watch it. Anyway, so I'm watching scary movies, whatever. I go to bed last night, And I wake up about 12:30, 12:40, right? Keep in mind, the house usually shuts down here by about 8. What I mean by shuts down is kids go to bed on, they are on point, man. They go to bed about 7:45 and they are on point. 7:45, they're like, hey, it's time for us to go to bed. Whoa, okay, let's go. And, you know, sometimes they're already falling asleep by then, okay? Because they're up, mind you, 6 a.m., bam, they're up, right? Boom, they're up, they're getting dressed, they're making their beds, they're going downstairs, they get their stuff ready for school. They're on fucking point, these kids. So about 7:45, day starts winding down. They're done, they go to bed. And then, like, we live in a two-story, so, like, pretty much everybody goes upstairs. So the first floor, done, right? All the lights are off, TVs are off, nothing's going on. The Halloween stuff is still on because it's making noise and it's being spooky and all that, but whatever. So then everybody goes to, so about by 8, everybody's upstairs. Kids are in bed, you know, I'm in bed, wife's in bed, you know, I'm on the computers, watching TV, whatever. Go to sleep. And I wake up about 12:30, 12:45. I had to pee, right? Well, it happens. It's happened to you before. Sometimes you got to pee and some of you don't get out of bed. Just saying. I got out of bed. I get up. And remember how I said the Halloween stuff is still on? Well, some of it's on a timer, so it turns off. Other stuff I have to turn off manually. But then I got these, they're called floating candles, okay? And they're the coolest decoration I ever bought. And they're, like, so inexpensive. It was, like, $6 for 6 candles or something like that. $6 for 3 candles or something. And what they do is they're candles. They're bloody candles. They're candles that are dripping with blood. They're not real. They're plastic. And they have a little LED in them, and you put a couple batteries in them. And when they turn on, they're on for, like, 6 hours. They're on for like 6 hours or something, and then they're off for 18, okay? And they turn on and off automatically. Well, I have them hanging from the ceiling down the hallway in like the little vents, so it's like they're floating in midair. They're really cool. You hang them with fishing line. It's fucking really, it's incredible. They're like the coolest decoration we have. And it just looks like bloody candles floating in midair, and they're flickering and all that kind of stuff. And they emit light, you know, not a lot, but it's like a little bit of like soft light. So I get up at 12:30, I got to pee. So I'm walking to the bathroom, which is in our room. But as I make the corner, I could see right down the hallway towards the kids' room and all this kind of stuff. And it's very dimly lit by, I have 2 sets of candles in this particular hallway, and then another set, and then another set in other parts of the house. So it's very, it's a dimly lit hallway. It's fucking creepy as hell. I'll be honest. It's creepy as hell at night at 12:30 when you're groggy and it's just like real dimly lit. You're like, ah, fuck, I can't see. I turn the fucking corner and I see a little fucking demon running down the hallway. I'm like, what the fuck? Running down the hallway in dimly lit light under the bloody candles in October in my house. And I'm like, what the fuck did I just see? I just saw something run down the hallway. And like, again, kids are fucking asleep, right? Kids are fucking out. And they're not like, they don't get out of bed and go wander around the house after I fall asleep. That's not their move. They fall asleep. They sleep. I mean, they're really good sleepers. That's all there is to it. Turn the corner, got to pee. Little fucking demon running down my hallway. When the fuck did this happen? When did I live in the Phantasm movie all of a sudden? How am I here? What the fuck? And then I realize, I'm not wearing pants. So I got to investigate, but I'm not wearing pants. So I got to go put pants on really quick. And so now I'm waking up, right? This is the other side effect. Now I'm like waking up. Now, but I was like groggy, and normally when I gotta, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you gotta pee, you're like, you Frankenstein it all the way to the bathroom, you're drooling, it doesn't matter, you don't want to wipe it down, because the more you do, the more you start to wake up. So the less you do, the more groggy you stay, the easier it is to fall back to sleep, right? Okay, so I'm like, you know, groggy, and then I see a demon, and then I'm like, no pants, and I gotta go do pants, and then I gotta find the pants, and then I'm like, oh, all right, now I'm waking up. Oh, this is wonderful. Might as well just get up now for the day. And then I'm like, well, I got to go see what the fuck I just saw because, you know, and we do have, mind you, we have an alarm on our house, right? There's an alarm every fucking window, every fucking door, just in case you were wondering. Every window and every door, by the way. There's this little tiny window in the bathroom that's like, it's like 12 inches by like 6 inches, right? It's a little rectangle, about 12 by six. That's got a fucking alarm on it. Just saying, just so you know. And I'm like, I walk down the hallway and I'm going to peek in the kids' room and they're fucking both there. And I'm like, oh, come on. What is this? Why is there a demon in here? You know, no one died here. That wasn't told to us before when we moved in. They didn't say, oh, you got such a good deal on the house because a little child died in your home and now he's a demon and he's haunting your hallways in October. Enjoy. Bye. They didn't tell us that, right? So I go in the kid's room and I go over to one of them and go, hey, are you awake? And he's like, yes. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I had to get some water. Okay. Good night. Go back to sleep. So he woke up. He didn't have water in his cup because we give them water at night for when they wake up. He didn't fill it before he went to bed. He woke up. He was thirsty. Understandable. The fucking weather's horrible. Horribly dry. We all feel like shit. He had a dry throat. He needed water. Didn't have it. Went downstairs. Just so happened to be coming up at the time I'm rounding the corner to take a whiz, right? And I see this and scared the fuck out of me. Great. In the dimly lit, bloody hallway, candles hanging, October, I thought it was Michael Myers. So, yeah, nightmare fuel, man, I'm telling you. And like, just imagine the timing, that the cosmic timing that had to happen for me to drink enough water to where I woke up at just at that time. He needed water, so he went downstairs to get it. And then he's coming up right when I'm like turning the fucking corner. If that ever happens to you, I'm telling you right now, it is fucking terrifying. Terrifying. Put Steve Bannon in prison. Please, just put him in prison already. We don't need a Steve Bannon in this world. We don't. We don't need him. We don't need him. Put him in prison. He's in contempt of court. Put him in prison. Forever. Be gone. You've lost your staying power as a human being, in my opinion. Go away, Steve Bannon. Go to prison. You and the guy who didn't pay for the eBay thing. All right. See you next week on Brenzor's Dead.